I'm Sylvia Maria Gross.
And I'm Susan Wilson. KC Currents is KCUR's weekly magazine show. We take you to neighborhoods around the region using voices, stories, and sound.
What will it take for Kansas City, Missouri to finally fix its streets and sewer system? Earlier this year, Mayor Sly James announced a bold plan for improving the city's infrastructure that would involve spending $1 billion over the next 10 years. He scaled back that plan a bit since then, and his most recent proposal goes before the council this week, and if approved, to voters. It's already been endorsed by the Finance and Infrastructure Committee. To get details on how the new plan would affect the taxes of Kansas City residents, I caught up with KCUR's own Steve Bell, who follows City Hall closely. Thanks for hopping over to KC Currents this week, Steve.
Not a problem. I always enjoy it.
So what's the need here in Kansas City in terms of infrastructure?
Needs are big. The city has been through tough times, and even before the tough times, was putting a lot of things on the back burner, and that deferred maintenance list has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. Then comes the recession and budget cuts. We have parkland in Kansas City where the weeds grew 5-6 feet tall and stayed that way for months at a time last year along walking trails. We have parks that we're not getting mowed regularly. We have broken things in the parks. The community centers are in trouble. We're doing better with streets, but still, streets need a lot of work. And on top of it, the federal government says we have to rebuild our stormwater and sewer system.
And it's something every mayor and candidate has talked about.
Absolutely.
Now, Mayor Sly James had this big, ambitious idea to spend $1 billion on infrastructure. How did the council react to that idea?
Actually, people told him they needed it, but they didn't think it would ever pass the voters at this time, particularly in view of the fact that we have this other sewer thing coming up, and in addition to whatever is needed on other infrastructure.
So he ended up scaling back. And first of all, he's proposing ending some taxes, right?
Yeah. He wants to end the $12.50 vehicle city tax, which we used to call the city sticker. He wants to get rid of some what some people call nuisance taxes that had to do with real estate property and real estate property along boulevards and things of that nature.
And what's the new tax that would replace those taxes?
He wants to then increase the city's sales tax by 0.5 cents per dollar, and dedicate that money specifically to parks and community centers.
And would that end up being about the same amount?
It would end up being more. And that's the interesting thing about the proposal. If you listen to Mayor James sell it, he does a good sales pitch. And what he says is, we're going to get a lot more money. We're going to be able to do, again, what we need to do in the parks. We're going to be able to do more with the streets. And it's not going to cost the average resident very much. He says maybe nothing, maybe no increase in cost, but he says he won't promise that. But he will promise that it could cost the average resident $10, $15 a year to kick another huge batch of money, something like $15, $20 million a year into what the city has to spend.
And as you pointed out earlier this week, that sales tax will depend on how the economy is, how much it brings in.
Yeah, and he makes that point. He says that puts the parks in a situation where basically it will double what they had to spend last year if it works anything like we think it will. And it's a thing where if the economy goes bad, it goes down. If the economy gets better, it goes up. It makes it a flexible thing.
And the next part of Mayor James' most recent plan would call for a bond issue, and that's for sewers.
The federal government, the Environmental Protection Agency, has dictated that Kansas City must do this. It says you got to stop flooding places that shouldn't be flooded, and at that, not only flooding them, but flooding them with raw sewage.
Yeah. And before the proposal, how is the city going to pay for this huge overhaul of the sewer system?
Before proposing the bond issue, the only thing that the city could have done to meet the federal deadlines on this stuff is to raise the water and sewer bills, maybe as much as $25 a month. And what the city manager is saying is if we issue a $500 million worth of bonds toward a multi-billion-dollar project, A, we can get started, we can take advantage of good interest rates, we can take advantage of good labor rates, we can meet the deadlines and avoid the fines, and although we do have to pay the interest on the bonds and pay them off eventually, it will end up costing the average citizen less, much less, than if we rolled it over into the sewer and water bills.
Now, on Thursday morning, Mayor James went before a council committee and they passed the plan. Was there a lot of discussion?
There was a lot of discussion. There was a lot of focus on wording. There was a lot of focus on what they could say about the cost and whether they should say that the bond issue did not involve the tax increase, which it doesn't. And finally, they came up with a plan, which I'm sure will be fine-tuned over the next week, but the committee endorsed it, and they said, look, we need this. Our streets are not in good shape. Our parks are a mess. Our community centers are not getting the attention they need, and we have a chance to do something about that. So let's refine it and put it on the ballot in August. Now, that's what the committee said. It has to go to the full council, which it will do this coming Thursday.
Any idea whether the full council will pass it?
I think it will. Now we could get a surprise. I've given up on predicting what legislative bodies will do, but if I were a predicting man, I would predict that they will pass it.
So what has all this shown about Mayor Sly James' leadership?
Sly James brings a unique and effective style of leadership that we haven't seen since I've been at KCUR. Certainly didn't see in the last administration. He is better at forging relationships and getting support from council members than anybody in recent memory in that office. Some of the things, some of the ways he does things, well, he doesn't want to be interfered with. He has changed the rules at City Hall. There's much less opportunity for public arguments among the council members and himself. The way that things are done, I don't want to say things are railroaded through, but he certainly expedites things through in an aggressive manner. And we're about to see another example of that with the vote on the streetcar district downtown, which is a unique approach to that. Having only people in one area of town vote on it and only people who live there. And it'll be interesting to see how that comes out, because I read today that only a few hundred people have contacted City Hall to ask for ballots. I wonder which they are. Are they folks that are with him or the folks that are against him?
Interesting. And we'll talk more about that in upcoming weeks. But Steve Bell, thank you so much for joining us on KC Currents.
Thank you. I love it.